All Jennifer Alcorn did was go to her local grocery store in Woodland Hills, California, but as the 48-year-old shopper passed by the flower section, she stepped in a pool of water.
And I just went down. I did like the split type thing, the knee went back and all that. And I let the manager know that I'd slipped and fallen and the girl helped me, etc. I knew I was hurt right away.
Alcorn says she just wanted her knee fixed, but the corporate heads of the store chain shrugged off her story. Attorney Ron Schneider took her case, but before he could file suit, the Los Angeles court required him to go through mediation. Schneider was fine with that decision. He says it streamlined the process for everyone involved.
When you go to the mediator's office, they're initially provided a 3-hour time frame in which to complete the mediation. And in essence, you're taking what could be 7 to 10 days into 3 hours.
In Alcorn's case, the mediator got the grocery store to pay her medical bills, and she never had to go to court. Her lawyer, Schneider, says this saved a tidy sum for both parties.
In a jury trial, you have costs of not only paying for the jury, paying for a court reporter, but to bring in experts like doctors can cost thousands of dollars. In a mediation, you don't have those experts, so the only real cost is the cost of the mediator.
Mediators' rates vary, from $50 to $300 an hour, depending on their experience, location, and area of expertise. Karen Dorn, president of the Wisconsin Association of Mediators, says besides cost, another perk is that mediation allows both parties to talk more directly and openly with each other. She says this makes the process more effective and satisfying than going to court.
The people who make the decisions are the people with the dispute. They know best what they need for resolution.
Dorn says mediation has been around longer than the legal system. But in the last 20 years, it's become more popular as the legal system has become more expensive and antagonistic.
Very often what's at stake are relationships. And when you look at the court process, which is really an adversarial process, mediation brings people together and humanizes the dispute in a way that litigation can't. There's also the issue of confidentiality. Court records, of course, are always open. In mediation, the discussions are confidential.
Family mediation is one of the fastest growing fields. In this training video produced by the Association of Family and Conciliation Courts, or the AFCC, a mediator talks with a separated couple over how to share custody and quality time with their 3 children.
And you can still have a good mothering relationship, you can still have a good fathering relationship, and we can work it out so as to free them up from some of the stuff that goes on between the two of you.
Peter Salem is the executive director of the AFCC, which is based in Madison, Wisconsin. Salem says that mediation can save money, time, and courtroom wrangling, but warns that it's not the cure-all be-all for every situation or person.
When parents have significant drug, alcohol, chemical abuse problems, they're probably not in a position to mediate. When there is domestic violence, and I wouldn't say all domestic violence, but I would certainly say domestic violence is a red flag, mediation may well not be appropriate.
And Stephen Littlejohn, a mediation instructor at the University of New Mexico, Albuquerque, says sometimes the best resolution reached in a one-on-one mediation is simply two parties agreeing to disagree.
They may decide to go to court, or they may decide to go on to some other process, or they may decide to drop the matter altogether. The point is that that was a well-considered decision based on a constructive conversation, and I think that's the heart of good mediation.
For puddle victim Jennifer Alcorn, the outcome of her mediation with her local grocery store couldn't have worked out better.
I'm glad I did the mediation because no one wants to be on trial 7 to 10 days, the cost for the lawyers, the attorneys. And like I said, I wasn't out to get the money. I just wanted them to fix the knee. And I felt very good about it. It makes it all worthwhile.
Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.